The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has made her first visit to the Red Centre as Prime Minister to take a first-hand look at the progress of the government's Indigenous housing program. Non-government organisations were hoping for an announcement aimed at cutting high levels of alcohol abuse, but they were disappointed. Michael Coggan reports from Alice Springs.
An Aboriginal drumming group heralded the Prime Minister's arrival at a new accommodation village on the outskirts of Alice Springs. The village is part of the government's $150 million program to turn the Aboriginal town camps around the city into normal suburbs.
Wherever I've gone today and whoever I've spoken to have basically given me a sense that there's good progress being made, but there's a lot more to do, and we intend to get on and keep making that good progress, keep delivering change in partnership with local communities.
Non-government organisations hoping Julia Gillard would make an announcement aimed at stemming the so-called rivers of grog, blamed for high levels of violence and crime, were disappointed. Instead, the Prime Minister used the visit as an opportunity to talk to Aboriginal elders about whether there needs to be an intervention Mark II.
I'll be meeting later today with elders, and I'll be all ears to see what they want me as Prime Minister to know as we move to the next phase of the intervention, as we move beyond the current days to what needs to follow, so we keep building on the foundations that are here.
Aboriginal people from across Central Australia gathered at the Alice Springs Desert Park, where the Prime Minister officially handed back more than 18,000 square kilometres of land. At the handback ceremony, traditional owner Conrad Ratara urged the government to work with Aboriginal people as it makes decisions about what to do when the federal intervention into 73 Northern Territory communities ends in August next year.
It's a long road we've been travelling to this far, and still a long road away. And if you want to work on the road, we've got to walk together. Talk together, work together. If you listen to me, I will listen to you. If you do not listen to me, I will do not listen to you, Osmok. So let's walk on that road and work together, instead of your corner in front.
Alice Springs traditional owner Bess Price spoke to the Prime Minister earlier in the day, urging her to do more to create jobs for Aboriginal people.
The main issues that I raised with the Prime Minister was we need more jobs in the remote communities for our people. Education's most important as well, and to look at the alcohol issue as well, a problem here in the Northern Territory.
Representatives of the Central Land Council met with Julia Gillard late this afternoon. Some of them expressed their opposition to the continuation of the intervention. Land Council Chief Executive David Ross says one of the key areas of contention when the intervention ends will be the future of the federal government's leases over 73 Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory.
The leasing is open for agreement into the future. The leases as they exist were put in place by the previous government, and they had control of both Houses of Parliament, so they were in a position where they could put those leases in place, and they'd done that through the Parliament, whereas the current government will find that's near impossible to do that, and so they're open to discussion on how to move forward with leases. So that's all open for discussion.
David Ross from the Central Land Council, ending that report from Michael Coggan.